Hey, this is your host, Dave Secunda. I want to welcome you to Avid for Adventure Shorts. These are sweet 5-minute segments hearing from a camper who's done a particular program, given some advice for someone who's never been there before. It's a great one to listen to if you're heading on to a particular Avid for Adventure adventure this summer. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Avid Adventurer. I'm your host, Dave Secunda, founder of Avid for Adventure, and I am psyched you're here. Each week, just like today, I'll bring you an interview with a kiddo, young adult, or parent as they share not only the details of their noteworthy outdoor pursuits, but also how they navigate risk, challenge, setbacks, and service in their journey. It'll bring a smile to your face, and you'll feel your heart expand as you get to know the inner landscapes of these athletes. After listening, I know you'll feel uplifted and ready for your own next Avid adventure. So let's dive in.
All right, Kendra, I'm so glad you joined us to talk a little about Resident Camp this summer. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little something about you?
Hi, my name is Kendra. I'm 15 years old and I've attended 15 plus Avid camps.
Wow. 15 plus. Wow. Which one are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to be talking about Camp Windy Peak, the residential camp.
Fantastic. Okay. So at Windy Peak, I think a lot of people who haven't been there wonder what a typical day is. What are the things that usually happen every day?
Every day, well, one, we always go outside, but there's usually some fun activities. It's not just a day of focus. So we would start by maybe having a morning activity like yoga or doing muffin baking, or sometimes you go stepping. In the afternoon, you could either go on an Avid van to go somewhere else like rock climbing or whitewater rafting, or there might be at camp activities like tree climbing or mountain boarding or stepping. There's just a lot of activities. We have a really, really good lunch and dinner as well. And there's also evening activities for everyone of all crowds. My personal favorite is D&D. I love the evening activity of D&D.
What's D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, excellent. I love it. I love it. Fantastic. Well, if somebody's listening, then it sounds like you've obviously been around the block. What's some advice you would give a camper who's maybe coming up for their first time?
Some advice I would give is definitely to try and make friends, because my first year of camp, I was super shy and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you, but everyone there is really nice and I've actually never had a bad experience. Also, I would advise that you try everything, because even if it seems scary in the moment, it like 99% of the time is actually really fun. And if you don't do it, you might regret it.
That's great advice for life above and beyond camp as well.
More to come in just one moment. Stay with us. Why is Avid for Adventure voted one of Outside Magazine's best places to work year after year? Because when you work here, your office is the outdoors, atop mountains, in rivers, and on trails, alongside colleagues that share your passions. Your to-do list will consist of teaching curious kids how to paddle, climb, hike, bike, and thrive in the outdoors. This isn't your typical day job. It's an adventure you'll never forget. Come check out all the opportunities for this summer at Avid for Adventure at avid4.com and then click on jobs.
You talked about making friends at camp and the importance of that, and that you felt real shy to start with and then kind of leaned in. How do you suggest is the easiest way to make friends at camp?
I personally love bringing a deck of cards, because a lot of people there know how to play card games. And if you don't, then it's a conversation starter. You're like, do you know how to play this game? And whenever you do, it's kind of like a mutual bond. Also, just playing like little games in generals, or like trying to figure out stuff that you share mutually. Like, oh, you're 15? I'm also 15. Or, oh, you live in this area? I also live in this area. It's just like common like topic starters.
Great. And it sounds like there's enough camp time both for activities, but also some downtime that you can get to know new people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And talk a little bit about your instructors. I'm sure they're an important part of the camp experience. And I think folks often wonder, who are they? What are they like? What do you think of them? Like any experiences that you'd share about instructors you've had in general or specifically?
One word that I'd give all of my instructors that I've had is fun. I love all of my instructors. They always are like fun and they try to make camp as best as possible, but they're also super deep and they love talking and they have so many common interests with you. And they also just love like going and having fun, like, you know, doing new things. And they're super positive people to be around.
Sounds like great role models and friends. And then they're the same ones who are also teaching you the different technical outdoor activities. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Multifaceted. Well, when you think about camp, and obviously you've done a lot of different programs, what do you take with you outside of camp from camp? What are the lessons learned that serve you once you come home?
Well, I take all of my game skills. That's just the silly. I also take on good ways to make friends, because I'd say that I have a lot of friends. And before I did these camps and didn't really know how to make friends, I was kind of lonely. But after sharing a cabin with people for 2 weeks and going on a backpacking trip, you just learn like, oh, this is how I talk to people. Like one of my camps that I did the first day we had a backpacking trip, it was like a really weird experience, but you realize about how much you actually take it into the real world. You start to think, oh, I need to do it. I need to do it. Like you start setting little goals for yourself as well. Like, for instance, whenever I'm tree climbing, every single year, I always try to reach a different part of the tree because I cannot climb trees. And that's also like it for rock climbing. So it's just like setting little goals and having a positive mindset. I feel like I've taken a lot of that.
That's fantastic. Those are great life lessons to bring home in your personal backpack as well. Well, Kendra, thanks for sharing your camp experience. Have a great time out there this summer. And to our listeners, have fun, and they might cross paths with you this summer as well.
I hope to see you there.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from this avid adventurer as much as I did. Join me every week as we continue to explore the inner landscapes and outer accomplishments of our guests. And if you know someone who you think would make a great interview, please reach out to me at the email in the show notes. I look forward to reconnecting next week.